Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
For me, there's nothing better than showcasing my joy. As a matter of fact, you all get to hear it twice a week, every week. Our friends at Frito-Lay know that joy is bold, vivacious, and so contagious. Joy gives life flavor, rhythm, and vibes. And when joy takes flight, it can't be contained. It's robust. More than a smile or a laugh, it's an infectious experience. So here's to all the creators that inspire us with your creativity and passion. Let's keep filling the world with joy and make sure you look out for the My Joy campaign powered by Frito-Lay. I do any and everything you want to make your girl say, ooh, ooh, why she's so fly. She beeps me whenever she wanna get freaky. You can get mad if you want to, say whatever you want, but you're still gonna give it up. She likes it my way,
my way.
You can't satisfy her needs. She keeps running back to see me do it my way. What I say goes. And I'm in control.
Check me. It was your girl who let me.
Oh, we miss Usher. Thank you, Usher. Usher had all the hits. I just feel like he needed more time at the Super Bowl, but.
Well, I mean, in all honesty, we deserve the tour that we're about to get.
Yes. Even though, have you seen the prices for the tickets? I mean, the resellers are doing their work.
First of all, well, hold on. Praise the Lord, niggas. Hello. Yes. Hello. Greetings. Welcome. Greetings. My mother calls me.
Oh, come on, Mom.
And yesterday, while we were all hanging, and she was like, we should go to the Usher concert together.
Let's do it.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, all right, you look up. I'm putting the responsibility of you looking up the tickets. I was like, and then, you know, you let me know what's what and I'll take care of them. Just sure. She was like, come to Atlanta and go with me. I was like, okay. So then my sister's texting me on the other side. And I said, your mother asked me to go with her to go see Usher. And she said, oh, yeah, she asked me too. I said, no. I was like, hold on. I was like, absolutely not. I was like, you're going to come along on this venture as well.
Like, why would she say no?
Because my sister's mean. She's mean.
Oh my gosh, I love this for us.
She holds a very strong boundary.
We need this excursion. We need you to come back and tell the story.
She said, I'm going. I told her I'm going with my friends. I was like, okay, well, your sister is asking you to join in on this trip. And she was like, no.
Unmoved, unbothered.
And unhinged, honestly.
Good times.
But obviously you all can tell that we are talking about Usher's performance at the Super Bowl.
Yes, in his upcoming Past, Present, and Future tour.
Yes. Is that what it's called? Past, Present, Future?
Past, Present, Future. Let it me, actually okay, kicks so. Off. It kicks off in Washington, D.C., which I was excited about because I was like, let me get down to the Ticketmaster. And I was brutally rebuffed. I was like. Yeah.
I heard it's nasty work.
Oh, I was humbled because, you know, I like to think I'm a hardworking woman and I have some financial independence. But
absolutely.
I was not prepared to see these mortgaged prices off of these tickets.
Sister, I heard they were doing $1,000 for nosebleed resale
I'm telling
tickets.
You that even like not tickets on the floor, like first and second mezzanine are still $800 and $900. For one seat.
I remember when it was a stretch for us to pay $80.
You hear what I'm saying?
For good seats like, to go I just see like Kanye or whoever.
This whole culture of the bots and, you know, they take all of the good, clean, honest fun out of just getting online and getting in the queue and getting tickets because, you know, everyone buys up the tickets in presale and then they resell them at astronomical prices.
Yeah.
And so
and they've taken the joy out of this.
Literally every seat on the floor level of the Capital One Arena was $900. Mm-hmm. There was not one seat that was less than $995. And with Ticketmaster fees, you're asking for a four-figure ticket.
So
and this is pre-sale started at 10 a.m. This is me at 10:04.
No, that's nasty. See, I had a homegirl who posted earlier and she was like, I saw Prince for $50.
No, I mean, like, I know that I'm aging myself and sounding like, you know, but we used to go to Summer Jam and see like,
hello,
everybody for like $49.
Oh, $50 when it went up. But and originally you could, cheap. And like, now I get it. I get it, but capitalism has ruined. There's no reason people should be leveraging whether they're going to pay their rent or do whatever in order to go see somebody perform. Like, what are we doing at this point?
And I
is
mean,
this
like,
not for the people?
It's wild. And I know that, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Everybody that I know that was trying to get tickets did not get them because they were not able to pay the five, right? And so...
See.
And so I'm wondering, like, are the resellers going to be able to sell at these prices and will they be forced to bring their prices down when we get closer to the date?
I hope
but
so.
But everywhere I've checked, I checked DC, I checked Baltimore, all the tickets. I mentioned something about it on Twitter and people were saying, like, you know, the resellers are out of control because I guess there were a few people who got the ticket at, like, face value. Mm-hmm. And so one of the girls on Twitter was just, like, literally a ticket that's on the same row as a ticket that I purchased for like $100-something is now $900.
What?
And I'm just like, there's got to be rules against this. Like, there, like ticket math, like the ticket websites or the ticket sellers, they need to have to put something in place because it is getting to the point where it's like, if you, I don't know how. If, you know, two tickets shouldn't run you $1,500. I don't care who it is.
No. And one ticket shouldn't run you $1,000.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, I mean, and I'm like, I understand. We did all that we could to do to get to Beyonce, but it wasn't this bad for Beyonce. So I'm struggling.
Well, I think they tried to, I think that whole, like, sign up and get a blah 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 and doing it in tiers. I think all of that was to try to mitigate some of this resale business, and I'm sure some of it still slipped through the cracks. And so I don't know what this is. I don't like where this has gone and what this has become in trying to attend concerts. Like, it shouldn't be this. I've seen Prince myself. I've seen Stevie. I've seen all kinds of people.
Yeah.
Hell, I saw a New Edition.
Yeah.
Like, same. And it should never be this. And this is why I say there should be no billionaires.
But it's just,
I saw wild. Usher, and Usher was the headline. I saw Usher for, okay,
I saw Usher a few months ago at the residency.
You did.
And we I saw Usher. You know, the tickets were not cheap, but they were reasonable and we had great seats.
So this is what I went in 2004 for the Truth Tour, which was Kanye's
College Dropout.
Okay, yeah.
And then Usher headlined for Confessions.
Yes.
I've seen Usher for Confessions.
Yeah.
I've seen Usher for 8701. I feel like the 8701 concert tickets, I feel like we stretched and paid like $65.
Yeah, so it was like, woo,
like,
deep.
But me and my sister, we were like, okay, we're going to splurge. And then when we bought the Kanye and Usher tickets for the Truth Tour, we were like, all right, we're going to splurge. And we splurged and then ended up winning front. We won.
Right.
We ended up buying, but splurged, when I say like $75, and had eighth row tickets in a stadium. And then my sister, who was, okay, complete side story. She used to be like the queen of signing up for everything. So we would get all this mail to the house, and it was always for somebody named Penelope Jones. And we were like, who the fuck is Penelope Jones? It would be my sister. She'd be signing up for everything, but her signing up for everything got her, Sierra was doing mall tours. And so Sierra was backbending on the stage at the mall. And then she pulled out, you know, everybody signs and puts in the raffle or whatever.
Yeah.
She pulls my sister's name, Paige, and she won a Boost Mobile cell phone, a Virgin Boost Mobile cell phone, a free makeover or something, and two front row tickets to the Truth Tour.
Nice.
So we were able to give our two tickets, and didn't sell them.
Right.
Gave our two tickets to two friends who we knew would enjoy,
right,
and got our front row tickets. You all have ruined everything.
It is a different time, because I'm thinking, like, you know, how beautiful would it be to sort of take your loved one or your good girlfriend or your kids to see Usher? But if you can't barely afford one ticket.
Hello. Then what are we doing?
I mean,
what do we do
if I'm a mom and I want to take my twin girls to see Usher? And now
my 62-year-old mother wants to go see Usher.
That's what I'm saying. It's like we got to come off with $3,500 to go see Usher. Like, what?
That's crazy town. No. This dismantle this whole shit. So listen, we'll get to the fun of the performances and all that in a second.
No, true.
But you know I have to do it. You know I do. While we're talking about dismantling. Okay. First of all, dismantle this whole shit, because this capitalism shit is out of motherfucking control. Second of all, before we get to the highlights, I must say that they used the Super Bowl as an opportunity to be motherfucking evil. Okay. Because now they've pushed all the Palestinians to Rafah, and they're in Rafah, and Rafah is supposed to be considered this safe zone. It's close to the border of Egypt. It's supposed to be considered a safe zone. What did they do? They distracted the masses with Super Bowl, and they bombed those people in a place that was supposed to be safe. This is getting out of fucking... This has gotten ridiculous. It has gotten wicked and inhumane and nasty. There are children's bodies hanging from walls with limbs missing. Pinned, the little six-year-old girl who got killed the other day after she was asking for help 2 weeks prior and got killed along with the paramedics who were assisting her. This is out of control. And we have to be mindful. I know people are like, I've had people message me on Instagram and be like, this is, it's getting a lot to see this. I'm sorry, it's getting a lot for you, but this is getting a lot for these people to be living through. This is out of control, and they're using us as pawns in the process of it. And so I would not feel right. I'm not saying that we are not of a certain age and that we have not enjoyed our Usher, and we're going to talk about that, but I have to do my due diligence and let y'all know they are also trying to find means to distract us. And that doesn't mean that you don't get to enjoy your life, but it also means be mindful. Be mindful of what's going on in the world, and be mindful that these people are not forgotten, because the pure goal of this IDF and of this government is to destroy these people. It is not to save their own people at this point. It is not for none of that. It is to literally obliterate these people off of the planet and all of their lineage and all of their land and all of the beautiful things that they've put into. And I had to make sure it was said. I have have to do my responsibility, because if the only thing that I can fucking do, because I have no control over this raggedy ass government, the only thing I can do is to make sure that these people who are asking to not be forgotten are not forgotten, then that's what I'm going to do. And I'll leave it there.
All right.
But we can still talk about the highlights, because it's not like we didn't dance. It's not like niggas are not allowed to dance or sing. The most oppressed people dance and sing. So
it is the only way that we survive these terrible conditions.
It's the only way we've been surviving. It's the only way we're going to continue to survive. It's the only way oppressed people are going to continue to survive. So with that being said, I did thoroughly enjoy the Her performance.
It was good to see her.
It's a terrible transition. I feel guilty like saying that, but she did a phenomenal job on that guitar for You Got It Bad.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I thoroughly enjoyed her. What were some of your favorite moments?
I mean, always good to see, Usher and all of the ATL. I was very glad to see Luda and
his wig.
A very svelte Little John. I mean, Little John has been
with new teeth.
I mean, there are some changes that have been made. I mean, it was giving growth, refinement.
Mm-hmm. You know who wasn't giving growth? Scrumdiddlyumptious, Jermaine Dupri and his little. And I think I have a picture of my dad and my uncle when they were six. Oh. They had on the same outfit, but the socks were higher.
Oh gosh. You know,
berries and cream, berries and cream, as XD likes to say.
Jermaine Dupri. Always, I mean, you know, Usher on roller skates is always going to be a good, joyful time. I don't know why.
Even if it's to a song I don't like.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it was a good time. We always love a good marching band. Just yes. Great. Great, yeah, all kinds a black of things.
One. Mm-hmm.
Good times. And there was, you know, some Kappa shuffling. You know, the Kappas was getting their just due. All right.
You know, I love me a good HBCU band show. And then, yes, the roller skate. You know, because I love to roller skate.
I love roller
skating. And so I was very excited to see that. But I don't like that OMG because white people get too hype off of it. And
you know, I said this on Twitter. It did not land well because, you know, typos always steal my joy. But when we went to see the Usher at the residency, it was like the wave. When I tell you that Usher started singing OMG and every black woman in that room took her seat.
Yeah.
We sat down like shoom, 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 shoom.
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
And I think it was Brittany Packnett, and she said on her social media that when she went to go see it, Usher actually said, "Black women be so sick of me when I sing the song." And we'd be like, "Yes, we are."
I'm glad you noticed.
Enjoy. Have a good
because
time.
Because you know what Usher loves is black women.
He does. He does. Mm-hmm. I love that he gave his mom a little shout out.
Oh, did he?
He did. Okay. He was like, "Mama, we made it." I said, "I know Janetta was somewhere showing her back teeth." Don't say nothing about Janetta. Please, just let her have it.
I know. Okay, fine.
Her son was the sole halftime show.
No, you're right. And you know what? She deserves to celebrate that.
But she did. You shipped him off to the devil at 13.
I couldn't help myself. I couldn't help it.
We be trying.
I be trying, but the black mother in me just looks at certain actions, even if they're like way later. And I'm like, now how the fuck? How did the fuck did this fly? Like, there's no earthly way in hell I could think about somebody calling me and Noah's 13 years old, no matter how talented she is.
She went to go get
him. Just let her come live with me.
Yeah, that's something that would not happen. I don't care.
Absolutely.
How talented. Not. I don't care what promises.
I don't care if it's a motherfucking convent. I'm not sending my shit to my child.
I just, you know, even, I mean, not to, but I mean, I think about this when we were watching those documentaries, and even when they were doing like Surviving R. Kelly, the sheer number of girls who were just able to follow, be gone. I just feel like if by happenstance, somebody approached a 12-year-old Takiya and said, "Hello. Mr. Kelly would like to take you to McDonald's." A 12-year-old Takiya would have been like, "Mr. Kelly is going to have to call my mama."
Sister, I told you.
My mama is going to need to know something.
My sister was like 16 or 17. And we have family in Chicago. So she wasn't like on a girl's trip at 16 right. or 17. But she went to Chicago and was with like cousins and my aunts and them. And it was All-Star Weekend. So she went to go, you know, they were gallivanting and having a good mm-hmm. time. And so mm-hmm. she calls me and my mom at one point, and she's like, "Oh, I just saw such and such, and I just saw this person, I saw that person." And so she's at an event while she's talking to us, and she's like, "Oh, it's R. Kelly." My mother said, "Move. Move right now.
Get your things right now. Move."
Like, even from a distance, there's no fucking way. Like, there's no way. I'm not doing it. I'm not sure. I remember my mother got me backstage. So I think my parents took us to this concert.
You told
me. It was a yes. ladies' night out tour. I will remind you all, the young people don't know who half of these people yes. are. It's fine. Ideal, Donnell Jones,
yes.
Casey and JoJo, yes. and Genuine.
Yes.
And so Genuine's the grandpapa that you all are seeing now doing Lumpkin. The knee shit
yeah.
on the stage. So, but back in the day, it was a good time. And he yes. was a sex symbol for some, never for me.
Never for me.
So,
because he never, that's just he didn't have any back teeth. That was always something that was a red flag for me. I just, him and Jaheim, when they would open that mouth, it would be like a black hole.
Jaheim didn't have any teeth.
Where are the teeth, Jesus? I mean, somebody's going to have to tell me something. Don't
hate on us. We're back in us. I'm sorry.
I used to literally watch his videos and just be like, there's got to be one tooth in that mouth, Lord. Where? Mm-mm. Where, God, mm-mm. are the teeth?
I don't know. Hey, what'd your mother
searching
say?
Like Shirley like, Caesar.
They were false to
Listen,
him.
Listen, that's what Toya's mother said. If you are not true to your teeth, they will be false to you.
They will be false to you. And unfortunately, we saw Jaheim was not true Whoa. To his teeth.
Whoa.
I didn't realize that GUI didn't have no back teeth back in the day.
I mean, like literally from here back, it
but
would
I'm
just
hollering.
Be nothing. I mean, like, where are the molars? What happened?
The implants.
What happened? What happened to the rest?
I'm thinking silver teeth, a combination of silver teeth and wisdom teeth getting pulled is what it sounds like to your girl.
Listen, this is a hearty reminder to floss.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Y'all don't be taking that flossing seriously, and I want y'all to do that. Prioritize
and make your
the
children
flossing.
Floss.
Yes.
Like, listen, I smoke, okay? Everybody knows I smoke blunts. And with that comes extra tooth care.
Oral
okay?
hygiene.
So your girl uses baking soda. Mm-hmm. There's a dentist out there who's getting ready to lose their minds, but I use a little bit of peroxide.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
I do. I spray my toothbrush and my tongue scraper. I do it to sanitize mm-hmm, it every day, mm-hmm. but I scrape. But it also doesn't help with just a, you know what I'm saying? And I floss. And I even have them little dental. I have those. I have a dental set. So every Listen. Once in a while, I go, in between the
get
visits.
Get them gums.
Hello. Brush your gums. Brush the roof of your mouth. Scrape your tongue continuously. And you've got to go in sections like you're painting.
Set a timer. And I think that's the issue. My dentist said most people don't brush long enough. It was like, you have to do like a minimum of 3 minutes. That's the minimum.
My minimum is 5.
Literally. But I'm just saying, the girls just be gong, 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 and they be out the door. But it's not. Mm-hmm. You've got to spend some time.
And then after I floss, I brush again on a, you know, I mm-hmm. do a quick, like, another mm-hmm. minute around. Because I'm like, hello, it's not, the mouthwash is not going to be the only thing that washes this stuff away.
No.
Take care of the mouths. Take care of the mouths.
It's very important. But yes, others, Jade and I we watched the Super Bowl together at Crystal's 7th birthday party for her firstborn.
Her 28-3.
Mm-hmm. And so we were there with all of the decor and the cake And
this bitch had a
it was a good time.
Step and repeat.
Life size. Six foot tall.
No, it was taller than me. And it was the same height as Kia.
Taller than me.
I could, if a burglar broke in, I could have hidden behind you. Crazy.
But you know, listen, you gotta love it.
You do. Our friend is ridiculous, Andra Day, and she knows it.
Yes, Andra Day sung the Black National Anthem, and Reba McEntire sung the Star Spangled Banner.
And while I love Reba and I love Andra, no, why are we singing the Black National Anthem at the Super Bowl? You know why? Distractions. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry. They're like, oh, it's Black History Month. Let's give you niggers something. And
but like while they were doing it, like, you know, it was just people were like in the stands, like eating chili dogs and yelling and screaming while Andra was singing. It was very much like the teams weren't on the field yet. It was just very much like
see, I don't even want it because it ain't done right. It ain't done right. Y'all don't do it right. The same way that you rushed the Jackson 5 on that airplane real fast. You know why? Because you didn't have it built in.
And they didn't even know it.
So Michael, these niggas had to learn
the
Black National Anthem on the airplane.
No, they had to learn the Star Spangled Banner.
The Star Spangled Banner. It was that. The Star Spangled Banner. You're right. Which, that's kind of funny to me.
Because they didn't know it.
We didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what Suzanne DePass was like. What y'all mean you don't know it?
They're like, Miss, he's like, we're from Gary, Indiana. Know
what is that? We don't think
Joseph's that. Probably like, bitch, I work on a potato farm. I don't have time to teach my kids that shit.
What do I care about that? What? Nothing.
Okay, Catherine trying to keep her leg in check, and Joseph's over here trying to build an empire while he's picking potatoes. Ma'am. You think they had time to teach their kids the goddamn national anthem?
We out here surviving.
I still don't know it, but
16 children in this house. I know it.
Yeah, her was now. Oh, which
no, it's fine. It came, it went. We saw the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh yeah, that part of the football. Mm-hmm. Wait. Alicia Keys
came.
Like a crimson wave.
She looked great.
She looked amazing.
She looked so good.
The body is baldy.
Yes, it is. And Usher was acting like she was not a married woman, but this is what we've come to expect from Usher.
Couldn't keep his hands off of her. It's too good to be true.
But you know, it was good to see her in her clothing, doing what she came to do, and then sung My Boo and the other one. What was the other one?
Some people.
She sung that? Oh, okay, yeah.
Wait, was that it?
I don't know. I thought they had two songs together. Did they?
No, I think she started off with that fire ass piano, by the way.
Oh, yes. The production was giving.
It was giving. So yes. I think she started off with If I Ain't Got You.
Very good.
And then it went into My Boo. Okay. I feel like that's what it was.
Okay. Well, it was good to see her. And shout
these
out
these memes running around, though. If I send you this picture, we're starting off on a bad note, is really funny.
And let me tell you something. You know, the thing about Alicia Keys, every time she performs anywhere, you know, the niggas of niggadom come with that.
Later. You see, here come Alicia Keys. No makeup, no lashes.
Oh, God.
Looking amazing. And be like, all right, okay. Daquan.
Okay.
First of all,
let me help you.
The fuck great.
She looked amazing.
And I'd like to see what your partner. You know what? Let's take it a step further and get violent. What does your mother look like while you're up here with all these goddamn opinions?
Okay. All right. It's like, okay. All right. If that's
I love to hit the niggas where it hurts. And then all of a sudden you're the villain. Ugh.
Okay. Yeah. Welcome. Welcome to being a Black woman.
Okay.
All right.
We have a kitchen table talk for you, a little conversation to have with you all today at the top of this or whatever, you know, this is in this Black History Month that is always too short. And so I think we should head that direction, shall we?
I'm with it. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, Jewelry that makes you look like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by the experts. And not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
My cat Rachel is the silliest cat I know. One time, she played inside a paper bag for 3 hours. What a mystery. But I'm glad her health isn't. Thanks to the color-changing litter from Fresh Step Crystal's health monitoring litter. This premium color-changing litter has pH-activated crystals that can help me detect potential illness early. That makes it easy for me to stay on top of her health and well-being. I may not understand all of Rachel's silly quirks, but I can keep up with the important things. Find Fresh Step Crystal's health monitoring litter at a store near you. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Happy Black History Month.
Yes.
So, you know, we wanted to sort of level up the conversation of Black History Month a little bit. Because, you know, we as a race of African-Americans, people, you know, have our contributions to society. The list is sort of limitless. Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And one of the things about Black History Month, especially when you are sort of negotiating and living in predominantly white spaces, you know, They tend to beat us over the head with the same Black history facts and figures and notable stories, which, you know, would suggest that that's the end of the conversation. But we know that not to be the truth, because, you know, being Black is such a flex that we continue to sort of level up, set the bar, set the standard, and breathe new life and innovation and creativity into just about everything that we touch.
Yeah.
And so we wanted to have a conversation about just celebrating Black innovation, Black people, just being Black and the genius that it is. Being Black and, you know, all of that, how that, what that means for celebrating not only Black history, but Black in the present and Black futures as well.
Yep.
So, sister.
Yeah.
What you choose to celebrate or how you choose to celebrate and uplift Blackness is something that does not have to be standard or universal. We can all choose to celebrate our culture, our lifestyle, the contributions of our people in many ways. So when you think about, you know, Black innovation, Black creativity, what is sort of at the top of your mind? What are the things that, you know, are worth note in terms of ways in which we can be celebrated?
Ooh, the ways in which we can. Well, that is extensive.
Should be.
So you already, like, I don't even... This sounds worse than how I mean it. I don't amplify Black History Month in the house because we amplify blackness in the house, period, right?
Yeah. So all year long.
All year. Like even I believe it was in the past couple of days, I bought a children's book that talks a little bit more about James Baldwin. So that I'm like, I would like to start introducing some of these really solid figures into Noah's life from an earlier age, but like where it's palatable, you know, where mm-hmm. a lot of us got a lot of James Baldwin in college, or if you had, you know, an advanced enough, you know, teacher in during your senior year or something, you know, if you were lucky enough for that. But so I'm like, I want you to be able to catch on. So, okay, this is veering off just a smidge, but very proud mother moment. So Noah had a performance the other day.
Nice.
First of all, your girl is one of the, there's three top dancers in the class and she's one of them.
Yes.
Three black girls.
Giving.
And so they have this one dance that they do called Hands Up.
Mm-hmm.
And they perform it with a black leotard and like a caution tape skirt. And the song, I don't know if you heard the song where it basically shouts all of these black lives that have been lost due to police violence. So it's like, Breonna Taylor, say your name. Trayvon Martin, say his name. And it just goes, Emmett Till, and it goes. But it's minutes. So they do this dance to it. And she's been waiting to do it for the last 2 years. So she's finally at the age in the company where she's able to do it. So she did that. But on the way there, she was like, I was like, so tell me about what you all are going to be doing. Like, what are we going to see? And she was like, well, I get to do Hands Up. And then she said, we did a Rosa Parks dance. And I was like, oh, okay. And obviously we know Rosa Parks is part of that. Like, we always learn about Rosa Parks. We always learn about Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, George Washington Carver. But the piece was really beautiful that the teacher created, and she said she created this 30 years ago for her students, 30 years ago. So it's beautiful for them to be doing it. But then she was like, she's like, and we did a piece dedicated to Ruby Bridges. Oh. And I was like, well, who is that? You know, I just wanted to see what she would say. And she's like, she is the first black girl to go to an all-white school.
Yeah.
She's like, as part of unsegregation. And I was like, yes, desegregation. Yes girl.
Yes.
You know? And she's like, and we did a piece dedicated to Angela Davis. And then in between some of the performances, they had the girls reading some Langston Hughes poems and some writings from James Baldwin. So I love that she gets those elements in everything that she does. Mm-hmm. And I love that I don't want to call it the skill, but what her interest and what she's focused on right now celebrates blackness all the time.
Yes.
And she's learning it all the time. And to answer your question, I feel like we need to be uplifted in every area. My girl's a big K-pop fan. Mm. And so one thing that I always, in the same way, I instill things sometimes a little strong, but when she watch her little K-pop videos, like, I let her enjoy it. Enjoy your Blackpink and your ASUS or whatever these people are called. Enjoy, you know, enjoy all of that. I was like, but I do want you to be mindful of where these styles, these dance styles, these clothing styles, these singing styles, I want you to be mindful of where they come from. And so I make sure that she sees Destiny's Child and SWV and Escape and all of these groups of the Jade, all of these groups, because I want you to understand that while it is okay for you to love what you love, I want you to see how excellent we are as a people, where people want to emulate that and they've now turned it into something else.
Right.
And so that's part of, I hope that answered in
some
way.
No, it did. It did. It absolutely did. I think one of the things that I love about being black is that, you know, consistently we have been marginalized, pushed out, excluded from spaces. Mm-hmm. And when we are dismissed from the table or never given an opportunity to enter the room, we create our own rooms.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And do so in a way that miraculously sets the standard for how everybody else does it. And we don't ever get the credit. We very rarely get the just acknowledgement. Mm-hmm. We've had conversations about, like, you know, cultural appropriation and just how often our ideas, our ingenuity, our innovation is co-opted and remixed and repackaged and represented as somebody else's thing. I mean, you know, I'm thinking if we think all the way back to, you know, when the Kardashians was calling the straight backs Bo Derek braids. To like present day, Travis Kelce got the white men all over America asking for fades.
Hello, we ain't been rocking Caesars for how long?
It's you know, young white boys in middle school are wearing do-rags trying to achieve waves.
Now hold on now, because this is where science comes into play, and I just. Now, hold on now. You know, you've got to know your limits.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I need y'all to understand that. I need y'all to understand that.
But we very rarely get an opportunity to just sit and think about all that, you know, the things that we do that, you know, are just undeniably flawless. Last month. You know, the 1619 Project by Nicole Hannah-Jones.
Yes.
And all of the controversy and ridicule that, you know, she endured at the hands of that project. You know, in the face of all of that, she won the Emmy. She's a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist and, just an activist and thinker and writer, just par excellence. And, you know, those are the kinds of stories, the kinds of things that things that we should be elevating along with the rich stories of our history. So not saying that we should stop talking about the Rosa Parks, the George Washington Carvers,
of course.
You know, but the Garrett A. Morgans, but we should be, you know, like the black man at Disney, who just was the second to Walt Disney to get the Innovation Award.
Hello.
I can't think of his name. Hold on. I'm looking it up. Black man, Walt Disney.
His name was Clarence. No, I'm just playing.
No. I had it, but then I think I automatically, you know how you'd be pressing the back button too many times. Hold on.
Yes, it's okay.
Innovation.
While you're pulling that up, you know, there's been a number of small
black. Lanny Smoot.
Lanny?
Yes.
Should have just been Clarence. See? Same thing. Same goddamn name.
Lanny Smoot.
Lanny is such a black ass name. Like
Lanny Smoot is really just
that's a black ass
the best name. Thing. That's why I was so Lanny Smoot. Don't you just love it?
Now, is Lanny short for anything?
It says
exactly.
Here, Lanny Smoot is an American electrical engineer, inventor, scientist, theatrical technology creator. so he was inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame.
Come on, somebody.
He's the only person, the second person at Walt Disney to sort of receive this honor. And, you know, second to Walt Disney and the first black man to do it for sure. So,
okay.
Yeah, he was recently inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame. So shout out to Dr. Smoot and all of his genius.
But shout out to you, Lanny.
Lanny. So it's like, you know, how are we extending the conversation, you know, beyond all of the, you know, innovation, like Charles Drew and plasma, right? All the way up to Lanny Smoot, who attended Brooklyn Technical High School and made his way to Columbia University School of Engineering and off to Walt Disney Disney World to be, you know, just a great achiever and one of the persons who has the most patents at Disney. Okay, the coin is coining.
It's coining. Mm-hmm. The innovation is innovationing.
Yes.
I would like for us. So Noah used to have these flashcards of like your ABCs, but like, you know, black figures, which was really great because it highlighted people who were not always highlighted and the ones that were. But the B was Ben Carson.
Yes.
And so I removed it. Ugh. I was like, these are your ACC
are
cards.
Kidding?
And I would like for us to petition to figure out who we can replace that Ben Carson with.
So many people. Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so sure.
BOTUS, maybe, perhaps.
BOTUS! Beyonce BOTUS. Of the United States.
Can I just say that she did her very decent acting in that commercial?
I mean, we've come, listen, the growth is there. We are proud. We are proud. And speaking of sort of, you know, innovation and continuing to take up space when people try to push you out, okay? Mm-hmm. Let's just go ahead and have a moment for a little for Miss Beyonce Giselle Knowles Carter. Okay. Because
her harmonica.
Super Bowl, hello. Because at the Super Bowl, not only were we blessed with, you know, a life-affirming, life-changing Super Bowl halftime show from Usher Raymond, okay? Mm-hmm. We were also, shortly thereafter, informed that the Renaissance continues. Beyonce is releasing what appears to be a country music album. She dropped two singles last night after the game, during the game. And just, you know, Texas Hold'em. And we just couldn't be more elated. Yep. We couldn't be more proud of our girl. 16, listen.
That's how I know I'm a witch, because I had on my cowboy boots. Didn't even know. And I'm going to be honest with y'all. I thought Act 2 was the concert. And I thought Act 3 was the movie.
I always thought that the acts were going to be albums.
I was like, there's no fucking way she's going to release all these separate albums. But you know what?
I absolutely believe I'm wrong. She will.
I was wrong.
That's absolutely happening. That's absolutely happening. And, you know, they're speculating that this is in response to Beyonce, who is the artist who's won the most Grammys ever, but has never received an Album of the Year, Record of the Year nomination. Oh, I don't know if she got a nomination. I think she's been nominated, but she didn't win.
I think she's been nominated, but she's never won.
Yeah. And so...
which is crazy because...
Which is nuts.
And that's not even me being irrational or like...
Right.
Oh, you know, because I don't believe... I can't. I'm too old for that.
Right.
But Renaissance alone, the way people were playing that and nothing else, and you can't tell me that wasn't an album of the year, that's kind of nuts. Lemonade, the way Lemonade just broke everything and the girl just like, y'all can't tell me. Now you're just hating on her at this point.
To see the way that Beyonce is consistently derided and ridiculed, juxtaposed to how everyone puts on their shiny white cape for a one Miss Taylor Swift. To just see the side-by-side comparison of how these women are treated in the media and just like broader cultural conversation.
And if I look at that girl shocked in awe face one more fucking time, I'm going to scream.
Get it started. Don't
I get said, it there's started. Nobody who's this shocked in the goddamn world. Don't you shocked every... I don't even started. Know you. I don't even see you like that. Every time I see you, it's a... every fucking time.
My gosh.
And I'm not trying to create a war. I don't know nothing about that girl. I learned more about her last night while we were watching that game than I had ever had learned anything.
No, true. big old facts, okay?
Because I kept asking the rest of them. I said, now show me who the nigga is. Why is this such a big deal? I don't even know which one he is.
No.
I don't know nothing about that girl.
Any other recent things you've heard lately that we should elevate in our conversation about Black futures?
Well, we are futures
now.
And maybe it's not so much of a highlight as it is like a bring some attention to, which I feel like we know. And we touched on it when we had Bonnie Scotch on the show.
Mm-hmm.
But these small Black creators, especially, you know, who are designing, who are taking time and putting effort and intention into their designs, and they're learning their crafts and their skills, and they're, you know, slowly raising money for equipment and things that can make their lives a little easier, but they're actually doing their work and their creations. And these big brands are coming along and stealing their designs. You got Fashion Nova, you got Shein, you got I don't even know if Timu sell clothes, but they probably them too. Like, you got the Zaras.
Yeah.
Like, there are big brand companies who have slave labor, if we're being honest, who are not paying people equitable fees, that are also, you all are committing multiple crimes, because not only are you doing that, but you're also stealing from small black creatives.
Right.
And I want you to talk about, because you, Kia just highlighted and hit me to what was going on with Cetaphil. And I also have a follow-up to that. Can you, for those who don't know, can you hip them to the Cetaphil situation?
I can. So LaToya was the one who sort of put me on to this particular matter. So a TikToker, a black TikToker was creating some content with her stepdad. She has a white stepdad, and there was a series of videos that she created, sort of highlighted how Taylor Swift, her love of Taylor Swift and his love of football was a point of connection for them in sort of their relationship. And she really showed these videos of her dad giving her updates of what was going on with the games, what was going on with Taylor Swift. And they began to bond, or their bond was sort of, was shown in a very warm way, right? You see these parents coming together, this parent-child coming together over something, over a shared interest in a thing. So what happened was Cetaphil, or there was a product, it's allegedly, so this TikToker is alleging that the content that she created with her stepdad was stolen and repurposed, reframed for a Cetaphil Super Bowl commercial ad that was running just before and supposedly during the Super Bowl. I don't know if it actually aired during the game or not, but, you know, they recast, they sort of took the concept, recast actors to sort of depict the same concept of this father-daughter growing closer based on, you know, Taylor Swift and football, and released it talking about, you know, family connections, coming together, that kind of thing. And it was really wonderful, was beautifully executed. It was really well done. But, you know, it was clear that this content was hijacked from a black creator. And so, you know, people were talking about it. It was really getting a lot of buzz and hype on LinkedIn. Just sort of talking about how this is something that continues to happen amongst black creatives. Folks, you know, with sort of smaller but growing platforms on social media, a lot of their content is hijacked by folks who have larger platforms, larger means. Their content is reproduced at a quote higher level, and then it's supposed to do better. But the people who originate the idea don't get the credit. So you know, it just you know, in the way of sort of full circle, you know, the black TikToker posted a video last night after the Super Bowl saying that Cetaphil did reach out to her and make it right.
Okay, good.
So they were able to sort of reach a resolve, and it seems like in an amicable way. And the TikToker told us to stay tuned. So I guess we can hope that Cetaphil will partner with her and you know help her in growing her platform and getting her ideas to larger and wider audiences. But, you know, it's just sort of an age old, and I'm grateful that in this instance we were able to find a resolution. But this doesn't say anything about the countless other creators whose content has been consistently hijacked by larger brands, bigger companies. And they don't ever get any sort of compensation, or, you know, they don't get any credit for what it is that they are sort of offering into the space. So, yeah, there's been a lot of debate as to whether or not, you know, there is any real legal grounding, you know, to sort of sue a company if this happens, and sort of the loose legalese and sort of widely interpreted policy around some of the social media content, social media platforms, or folks were, some people were arguing that since she had the video set to where someone could duet it, or
okay,
reposted that, you know, she compromised her right to intellectual property. So there's a lot of stuff that's up for debate, a lot of things that we need to sort of work through in the digital media space to sort of, you know, prevent this stuff happening. But the broader conversation is, you know, this is a age old tale now where, you know, Black creatives and their content is sort of being hijacked.
So you know, yes, we are actually an amazing people, right? And we're full of talent. And that's why they can go somewhere at like a TikTok and see something that somebody thought of and said, I'm gonna just do this with my phone. Mm-hmm. You remember I used to work in advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And shortly after I was out of that field, it was two creatives that I had worked with prior. And I found out that they had gone to another agency and they stole this Black man's full campaign that he had for a large and very well-known hat company that makes fitteds and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And so they put the man's work side by side next to these quote unquote creatives. And obviously they had more money for production and so forth and so on, which is criminal, which is why are you all not referring back to the people? These are not your creatives on these teams at this point. These are your templetons. You send them out to go and scout to see what other people doing so that, and you all know that you have more money and you bring them in to execute the visions that you're seeing from everyday and incredible Black people on the internet and using it. That's why you all steal things for your TV shows, for your writers' rooms, for your all kinds of things, instead of just hiring the people who are actually creating, coming up with the concepts and the ideas.
Right.
And it's criminal, but
it is criminal.
We continue to prosper. And I hope that we're able to find more ways in order to protect ourselves in that creativity.
I think what's happening now culturally is that we are thankfully being afforded examples of people who are finally being vindicated, you know, for all of the ways that they have been taken advantage of. It makes me think of Henrietta Lacks, you know, Henrietta Lacks the infamous HeLa cells. So for those of you who don't know, Henrietta Lacks was a woman in Baltimore, Black woman in Baltimore, who was being treated for cervical cancer back in the 1950s. And Henrietta Lacks' family, I guess it was pretty much confirmed. I think there are all the legal cases have been sort of solved to this effect.
I think so.
But it was found that, you know, Henrietta Lacks and other Black women who were being treated, their cells were taken without their consent and used to develop products that companies later sold for profit. And so because of these HeLa cells and the research that was used on them, you know, they've been used in the development of several other vaccines, namely polio and even COVID-19. These HeLa cells have been used and to sort of spawn and spark innovation in medical technology for literally decades after Henrietta Lacks was long gone. But as of August, I think 2023, there was a formal settlement reached where Henrietta Lacks's family was going to finally get compensation for all of the ways in which Henrietta's genetic materials were used to sort of save lives and make white people and, you know, big pharma and all the scientists, you know, a whole lot
all
of
the money. Recently Michael Jackson's estate sold his entire catalog
I saw that.
Back to Sony. The man is rolling around.
I'm sure.
That's never what he would have wanted.
I'm sure.
We and can't, in addition to them stealing our genius, we have to be mindful of making sure that we also don't give it away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, you know, to that effect,
you know, it makes me think of, you know, the converse, not the, I don't want to say the converse, but like a compliment to the Henrietta mm-hmm. Lacks stories. It makes me think, you know, there's a STEM scientist, or the first woman, African-American woman to get a PhD in physics. Mm-hmm. Her name is Dr. Hadiyah Nicole Green. And she, freaking genius, right? Skipped all the grades, went through all the schools super early, got her yep. PhD in physics. And what wasn't the first thing that she did was she developed a revolutionary cancer treatment that uses lasers and nanotechnology to eliminate cancer. It literally takes these nanoparticles and mm-hmm. sprays the tumor with the laser and literally eviscerates it without harming the body. And so this has been found to be effective in mice. And so, again, leading innovation, you know, in science as a Black woman, solely leading her lab and her team yep. and sort of, you know, coming up with this. So, you know, the history conversation doesn't stop with the, you know, people that we highlight or have highlighted throughout time, but we are mm-hmm. still out here doing amazing research, and, you know, changing our ideas, our thoughts, our solutions are, you know, still answering and solving the world's problems and persistent yep. questions. And those are the things that sort of give me hope to keep on pushing, especially yes. given, you know, sometimes it feels like things are not getting better, but I think it's good to have conversations like this to still pause and remember that there are still good things going on in Black creative spaces, in Black mm-hmm. innovation, in Black genius, in Black excellence. Mm-hmm. There are still things that are going on right here today, 2024, yep. amidst all of the terrible, there's still yep. some good happening.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we want to protect that as much as possible. So, you know, we just wanted to have a large conversation.
No, and I think it would be dope. Like, you know, I know this was just some highlights. We didn't want to just be spitting facts at you guys. But if there are people that, you know, we can continue to shout out throughout the rest of the month or held throughout the rest of the year.
And amplify,
You know, send us an email. Tell us about somebody that you know of or somebody that you heard of that is doing something mm-hmm. really super cool and super dope. Maybe it's like a play on shout out to my sis or I know that's right or something.
We can make it.
You know, you know, we can make it. We can. My voice just gave up just then.
Who was that? Peter Brady.
It's like I'm a pubescent teen boy, but it's fine. Yes, Black futures. We're still Black out futures. Here being genius.
We are. Despite and we have so many odds. Ways to discuss Black futurism.
Yeah,
and what that looks like, and how we want that to look, and who's taking it in those directions. So I think this is a conversation we can continue to have.
I know that's right.
All right. We'll see you all for the next segment then. This week's episode is brought to you by Green Chef. Green Chef is actually the first CCOF certified organic meal kit company with recipes featuring organic fruits and vegetables and organic cage-free eggs. You hear that? The food is real wholesome food, not a bunch of junk that just fills you up and lets you down. Because it's more than just satisfying hunger. It's about feeling good with what you put in that boca, baby. That's mouth in Spanish. Oh, but it gets even better because not only is the food real, it's farm fresh. And you can get real cute and creative with it because I'm talking ingredients like figs, dates, artichokes, sustainably sourced seafood, and more. Whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, or just looking to add more balanced meals into your routine, Green Chef takes care of all of yous, as my grandfather used to say, and keeps it interesting with the range of chef-crafted, nutritionist-approved recipes they offer. Oh, but there's more. Every Green Chef customer gets a free session with one of their registered dietitian. Gasp. Why haven't you signed up yet? I was dreading my meatless Monday until I realized it was curry spice chickpeas with a mango mint chutney and cardamom yogurt dressing. And of course, all the fresh veggies, kale, red bell pepper, cucumber. And then the chef select creamy tomato shrimp and bacon linguine with those delicious little salty Kalamata olives, roasted red peppers, feta and parsley had me forgetting that it was a low sugar meal. I was putting good things in my mouth.
Green Chef believes you should live to eat and eat to live. They want your food to taste good to the mouth and the conscience. So get on the good foot with chef-crafted, nutritionist-approved recipes packed with clean ingredients that support your healthy lifestyle and have the nerve to taste good. Go to greenchef.com/60grown and use code 60grown to get 60% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. That's greenchef.com/60grown with code 60grown to get 60% off plus 20% off your next 2 months. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well, darling.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Save big money at Menards. Keep your lawn looking its best with Menards' premium four-part fertilizer program. Each step is tailor-made for the health of your lawn. Get started this spring with a bag of crabgrass preventer with lawn food. Apply just once early in the spring to feed your lawn for over 2 months. Pick it up in our garden center today and check out Menards.com for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Honestly?
Truly.
All right, y'all. It is time for the Honesty Box. And our listener this week gave herself her own pseudonym.
Well, let's work for me, girl. Thank you.
Okay. She said, call me Wink. Okay. Because it's a childhood nickname. I like
okay,
that.
Okay, girl.
So Wink says, I'm a longtime listener and my self-care in January was becoming a part of the Patreon. I love
yes.
it.
Hey. Welcome.
Okay. Perks come soon.
Yes.
I came upon your podcast in 2018. Thank you, Dr. Key and Chef Jade, for walking with me every week as I walk these ghetto adult streets.
Honey.
Employee of a well-known organization that delivers mail. So, yes, walking for real. Mm-hmm. My mother and I were very close, not perfect, but I talked to her every day. However, every child knows their mother's favorite child, and I was not it. Mm-hmm. LOL. She also has 3 sons, my brothers. But I was my mother's only daughter. Mama passed away December 29th. Of last year. Wow. And at that time of piece of me died as well. Flying to get to her, my plane landed after 12 a.m. My son and I got to the hospital in Ohio about 1 a.m. and we got stuck. Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. Okay, they got stuck in the elevator on the way. She's giving us all the background, but with a reason. We made it to my mother's deathbed at 4 a.m. Lord, the journey. I had the pleasure of having quite a few difficult conversations with my mother weeks and days prior to this, mm-hmm. and I wouldn't have had the courage to have had it not been for the It's Complicated series. I'm mm-hmm. so happy that I can honestly say that series taught me how to handle my mother with a level of extra kindness and understanding I didn't have before putting myself in her shoes. Mom loved me so much the best she could. When that wasn't the level of love she received as a child, mm-hmm. so she gave us what she wanted to have herself and so much more. What I thought I was attempting to do was make our foundation stronger for the future by listening to the episodes and applying the teachings in my life. I had no idea I was comforting her in her actual last days.
Wow.
Thank you so much for the insight. My mother was my mother and my father for 42 years and my only active parent.
Right.
This grief is burying me in many days. I don't know how I'm going to go on. Yes, everyone handles grief differently, but I honestly feel like I am failing this. I feel so heartbroken and guilty, especially living so far with her only biological grandchild. She was a mother and a grandmother to the block, though. I think about my son, my strong, handsome boy. He's 13. My Mr. Sweetface, such a kind and strong human, my rock. Mm-hmm. He told me, Mom, Grandma loves you, and she's right beside you, and I'll always be here with you to the end. His love resembles the love of my mother. If nothing else, I will apply positive teachings from the It's Complicated episodes to help strengthen the relationship between my son and I. Normalizing therapy and creating a safe space for whatever is needed is my mission. Thank you for listening. My son's pseudonym, Young Sir Duke, is because he did a project on Stevie Wonder in 2023 for school. My mom loved it, and Jade, I know you're a huge fan. I sure am, and that's the first Stevie Wonder song I actually learned. Sir Duke has already had his first session with his new grief therapist. Yes. Loved it. And Jade, I love when y'all talk to me when you're about to say some reckless shit. I gave him freedom to use whatever language he needed in that session, even if that language is not his everyday.
Colorful.
I told him his session is private
unless
he wants to talk to me
his
about
business.
It. Okay. My grief therapy is scheduled for this week. Until then, I'm going to attempt to be safe and have what I need.
That's right.
Thank you, Kia, for that. And thank you, ladies, for the podcast. I love you both, cousins in my head. See you later for graduation. Shout outs for Sir Duke from middle school and my Come bonus on. Daughter from elementary. And then she sent some pictures of her beautiful mother and her beautiful Sir Duke. And Cousin let me tell Wink. You who is in formation right now. Sir Duke has on cowboy boots Period. And a hat. All right.
Come
Get
on.
Your shit ready. Okay.
Renaissance Act Two. We're in formation.
We're in formation. Wink.
Wink, girl.
I want to thank you for just letting us know how the episodes resonated with you and, you know, where you've been in your life. And let me tell you something. You're doing a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
You're doing a phenomenal job. You're doing a phenomenal mothering job. You're raising somebody to be free and outspoken and respectful. And it sounds like he likes you and loves you. Mm-hmm. And that's such a beautiful thing. The way you speak about your mother is beautiful, and her human aspects and the honest dynamic of your relationship, but how you're able to see her humanity. And we just want to thank you for being transparent and sharing this with us when you didn't have to.
It means so much. I think, you know, Jade and I talk all the time, and we even shared on the show how heavy that episode was to do, but also to release, because our relationships with our moms, you know, very personal. We treasure them, but in treasuring them, we also have to acknowledge the complexity, know, that they have and hold in our lives. And as we continue to grow and evolve, you know, the dynamics continue to shift and change. And so, you know, I just want to join Jade in bigging you up for sort of just being so courageous to have the hard conversations and experience the loss in such a powerfully authentic and transparent way. And what you're doing for your son, I just want to say the gift that you are giving him by modeling your grief for him, helping him to know that it is healthy for him to process such a huge loss. And, you know, that's so powerful. I'm reading a book right now by Dr. Anita Phillips. I've talked about her before on the show, and hopefully I'll try to work with Mary to try to get her on this year, because what she's done is really powerful. She's giving us as Black people tools for reframing how we think about our emotions and the role that they play in helping us to sort of learn from the difficult things that we experience, and see how even those hardships come to shape and inform how we are to sort of pick up the pieces of our life and move forward. And she is offering a framework and some language for doing that. And she says something that's really been sitting with me, because, you know, it really is talking about how the heart is sort of ground zero. We've been conditioned to to only think about our experiences and process them from the neck up, when the truth is we feel before we are able to think. And just honoring that feeling in its natural state, letting things that hurt, hurt, letting things that are painful, be painful, experiencing that, it frees you up. And I quote, I put it on my social media, it's like, healed hearts, quiet, troubled minds. Yep. So many of us are so bogged down trying to figure out all of the hard things that we have to face. But if we just allow, if we just allow our hearts to hurt and then heal, then we have the perspective that we need to quiet all of that chaotic noise in our minds. Perspective comes and brings us peace and clarity. So what you're doing, even in your letter, demonstrates to me that you are healing out loud and on purpose in front of your son, in front of your kids, and you're helping them and giving them tools to do the same. And that's really something that's going to be invaluable.
Absolutely.
So kudos to you. I'm super proud of you. I'm praying for you and your beautiful children as you sort of negotiate this huge loss. Know that you're with me. Know that you are in my heart. I'm carrying you with me. We're carrying you with us. We love you very much. And thank you for allowing Jade and I to be a part of your journey.
Yeah, we're grateful for all of you all and your vulnerability. It's not easy to write these letters we recognize in these emails. And so, you know, a lot of it comes from a triggering place. A lot of it, I know, is thoughts that are processing while you're writing. A lot of emotions that come up. And so Kia and I are grateful. We joke and say we're trying to get in y'all's business. But as we say every single week, this is a community. And that comes sometimes with uncomfortable conversations. And sometimes it comes with lighthearted, fun conversations. And that's the complexity and the beauty of relationship and community in all forms. And so we're really grateful for you all. When you're vulnerable enough to share where you are in your lives, because that's what getting grown is. It's we're trying to figure this out. We're not here with a step by step on how it's done. And so thank you all. And you can continue to send those honesty box questions to Getting Grown Pod. Hello at gettinggrown.co. It's hello at gettinggrown.co. Wink. Like Kia said, we love you. We're grateful for you. And we're holding you. We're holding a special place that we have for all of y'all. When y'all be, we got a special place. Thank you. Thank you. And let us know how you're healing. You know, if you found anything that's helped you to remedy your heart for a little bit. Maybe there's something that you've learned to focus on or what have you. We'd love to hear more about how your healing journey is going as it goes. And with that being said, we're going to move on to our self-care / I know that's right.
Purr.
I deserve.
It is time for our self-care / I know that's right. Mine is self-care this week, and it's a very tangible. It's one of those quick ones, you know, when we talk about going to get the pedicures or whatever, whatever's. I did the baby feet on my feet.
Did
you? I was like, you know what? I bought it last year. Hadn't done it. Wasn't expired. Thank God. And so I was like, all right, you know what? Like, I need to soften these hooves up while it's cold outside. You know, let's try this baby feet out while we know we're not wearing any open toe shoes anytime soon. Now, I've heard things, but I was not prepared for the alien was peeling off of my foot.
Really?
Oh, it's fascinating, sister.
Oh my gosh, I can't take it. Fascinating.
And I'm a person who, like, in between a pedicure, I'll do my own pedicures. I clip my own cuticles. Mm-hmm. I soak the feet. Like, I try to take care of my feet. But I was like, I've never done this before. It looks crazy. Remember when we used to like put a whole bunch of Elmer's glue on and let it dry and then you start like, that's what my feet look like. Exactly. Nuts.
I don't know what to say.
It's crazy. But like, it's supposed to go for, I think like the next, maybe they say like up to 10 days or something like that. And mine took a week after doing it to start peeling. So I don't know what to anticipate for this, but it is peeling and it looks nuts and I love it.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm glad that you love it. I
can't
like
wait
that kind
to see
stuff
how
too.
My feet feel.
Oh, yes. I like that kind of stuff too. But I don't know if I could do it on myself. I would definitely like look at somebody else's peely feet. But I feel like if I saw my own, it would be
like, oh! Really? It's actually quite fast. Now, I'm not a girl who's into pimple poppers and I don't like
that
shit.
Yeah, I am. That's why I said I feel like I'm intrigued, but something about like when I see things like on my, well, maybe not though, because I pick my own scabs. I don't pick my own pimples and stuff.
No, with you being a scab picker, you would have to be mindful to make sure you're not supposed to peel
any
of the skin off.
Right, because I would probably pick my feet till they bleed. That's probably not what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's not. And then I told my homegirl I did it because she did it. And I was like, did your ankles peel? I was like, nigga, did I have dead skin on my ankles? Like, this is crazy. And she was like, no. She was like, first of all, she was like, your baby foot went inside of this whole thing and it went all the way up to your ankle. She was like, my big clodhopper. She was like, it doesn't go up to the ankle. So I didn't experience that. I was like, I don't think this is a flex. Like, I don't like this. I don't like the ankle part. Now, I will tell you, on that packaging, this is how I know it wasn't black people who created this. They tell you on the packaging, you know, soak your feet, like try to soak your feet every day, or at least when you think about it, it helps the process. But then they tell you, they're like, don't moisturize your feet. And if you absolutely need to moisturize it, you know, put on the socks or whatever. But if you absolutely have to moisturize your feet, use an oil-free moisturizer. And the only oil-free moisturizer I own is a very small jar of Kiehl's that, like, just in case for a makeup project or something like that. Like, I don't use that shit every day. How are y'all going to tell us to do this to our feet, but then we don't
and
put on no lotion?
And not moisturize them? Like,
that doesn't even make sense to me scientifically.
Does the peeling hurt?
No. I'm sure if you pull it, which is why they tell you to pull it, because you probably pull some skin that's not ready to come off yet. But no, it doesn't hurt. It's literally just like I said, if you put glue all over yourself and then just allowed it to peel a little bit by a little bit, like, it doesn't hurt at all. It's just your outer layers of your dead skin coming off your feet.
Yikes.
In excess.
Police.
But they tell you don't moisturize. And I am moisturizing the fuck out of my feet before I put socks on.
Y'all
are crazy.
You know, I don't understand. Like, what do you mean? That's like asking me not to, what?
Counterproductive. But see,
hustling in.
No, I'm gonna just keep that next thought to myself. But I'm not listening to that. And I moisturize my feet while I'm doing
listening to that.
But it is my self-care. And I'm loving it. And I cannot wait to see the final results. I will report back.
Oh, please do. Please, please do. I would like to use this time to highlight.
Okay.
So we know friend of the show, friend in real life, Vic Jagger.
Yes. Love me some Vicky Jagger.
Love Vic. Now the host of the Vic and Huggy show in the morning is it Magic 103 here in the DMV?
Yes!
I wanted to highlight this, and this is something I want to do for y'all's kids, because, you know, I love to love on y'all's kids. But Vic shared a post this weekend. Vic's son, Torin, is a senior in high school, and she shared a picture of all of the places where Torin has been accepted to college.
I love that.
Yes.
And I'm just so, so, so proud of him. It's like 20 schools on here. Morgan, Hampton, North Carolina A&T, Morehouse, yes, Virginia State, yes, Temple, yes, yes, University yes, of South yes. Carolina, Tennessee State, Grambling, Clark Atlanta, Jackson State, Bowie, Benedict, University of Maryland, Eastern Shore, Coppin State, Norfolk State, Robert Morris University, Fayetteville State, Voorhees University, Alabama A&M, Lincoln. All of these schools Torrin has been accepted in, and I'm just over here like a proud auntie showing my back teeth. Okay.
I don't even know him, and I'm proud.
Listen.
Because I love me some Vic. Y'all need to do it like Whitney Houston did when she was announcing the names and be like, Bowie State, Cheddar State, you know what I'm saying? Lake State, and Temple, and
So shout out to Torrin.
Yes.
And we're excited. I know, you know, your future is super bright. And I believe Vic shared that he plans to major in cybersecurity. Cannot wait for all of the genius that is to come from this brilliant young Black man. Wherever you end up, you will do great things. But
this
is, I mean, I would like to dedicate my I Know That's Right to Torrin and to Vic. Is this a time where them college acceptances is rolling in? And if you want to shout out your baby, honey, if you want to give your kid, I Know That's Right for their college acceptances, or if you want to give one to yourself because you are applying to school, you know, you can do so. You know, we don't want to just celebrate you at the end of your journey. We want to celebrate you along the way. So if you are on your way to school or on your way into trade school, grad school, any school, and you want to share that with getting grown, and now is the space. Here is the space. We want to offer that space to you to do that as well. So
a little pre-graduation seasoning.
Pre-graduation season. We're going to do a like acceptance that. Season, right? We're going to celebrate you at every step of the journey, not just at the quote unquote end. Okay. Because big things popping all throughout.
Big things are gone.
Yeah,
big things are
gone. We love that. So
congratulations.
Yes, I know that's right. Congratulations.
Yes. And I agree with Kia. We want to hear about your kids' acceptances. And also your I Know That's Right.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Even if it's not related to school, send them in. Hello Please. At gettinggrown.co. It don't have to be us every week. It can be y'all too.
Yes.
And I know y'all are out here doing stuff. So
sure do.
Send it this way. And with
send
that
it through.
Being said, send it up and send it through.
78 and 72.
It's 72. He just had a birthday, by the way. I care, Aquarius King.
Did he?
He did. D'Angelo just had a birthday.
So noted. But
let's get petty real quick before we close out.
Always time for that. Always time for that. Let's do it.
It's interesting. In this day and age, information is aplenty. You can whip that phone out and look almost anything up if you have a question. But advice about fertility isn't as easy to find. That's why Modern Fertility was created. Modern Fertility is an easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with just a simple finger prick. Mail it in with a prepaid label, and you'll get your personalized results within 6 business days. You'll get insight into your hormone levels, like your ovarian reserve, aka if you have few or more eggs than average for your age, and other important factors that can impact your fertility. The results go deep into what every hormone means, and you can also download the results to review with your doctor for next steps. Traditional hormone testing at a fertility clinic can cost over $600, but Modern Fertility tests the same general set of hormones for only $179. And if you go to modernfertility.com/grown, you can get $20 off your test. Plus, you can get reimbursed for the test through your FSA, HSA. If you want kids today, or maybe one day in the future, clinically sound info about your body can help you make the decision that's best for you. Right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/grown. That means your test will cost $159, okay? That's it, which is a fraction of what it would cost at a fertility clinic. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/grown. modernfertility.com/grown.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Save big money at Menards. Keep your lawn looking its best with Menards' premium four-part fertilizer program. Each step is tailor-made for the health of your lawn. Get started this spring with a bag of crabgrass preventer with lawn food. Apply just once early in the spring to feed your lawn for over 2 months. Pick it up in our garden center today and check out Menards.com for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
And I want to be very responsible of the things I say to my sister, because everybody know I can be real petty. P-E to the T-T-Y, honey.
Oh, greetings and salutations. It's time for the petty peeve. And this is particularly petty because it is something that is fully out of my control. But it is what it is. So by the time you're listening to, yes, because I was going to tell you all this before. And then I said, no wonder you hateful wenches will go spoil it. So let me wait. Noah and I, didn't mean to Doja Cat you all. Noah and I. We're going down to Atlanta to visit my parents for their, well, to surprise my parents for their 40th anniversary.
Yay.
So my sister leaves New Orleans every Mardi Gras and she's like, no, get me out of the city. And so she'll go wherever. And so she went to go see my parents with my nieces. And so we concocted this plan and we were like, I said, you know what? Me and Noah will slide on down there. They'll have no clue since, you know, you all would have been there for a few days. And we'll pop up and we'll all go to dinner. And so we made a reservation.
Very nice.
Well, what decides to rear its just little ugly head on the exact... And this was going to be a 24-hour trip. You know, when I were going in the morning and we were coming back the following day at like noon. A nor'easter. Now, global fucking warming, yeah. You know, just... It, you know, most of the time it's like, what's winter anymore? Yes. We don't know her anymore.
I mean, especially since it was 60 degrees this weekend.
Hello. I had on a leather coat in February. That's crazy. So, you know, any other time you all decide that the earth is boiling and that you, but now when it's time for us to go, you're like, we're just going to block this spot. And it's one day. It is the one day we were going. So I'm irritated, but I'm trying to keep in perspective because I keep, you know, I'm trying to manage Noah's expectations.
Yeah.
And so the one thing that I had to explain to her was, hey, sometimes when things don't turn out the way that we think they should or we want them to, it is some sort of greater protection for
you
us.
You better parents. Where it might be you keep, better parents.
You know,
parents,
I've been trying.
Baby. I see you.
I had to, and that was an improv move. So yes. I was pretty proud of myself. Not gonna hold you. But she was saying it, you know, because my mother back in the day would have been like, I'll let you know what it is and don't ask me no more questions.
My mother wouldn't even have told me. She wouldn't even, we would have just been at the airport at 7 a.m. and I'd have been like, well, what's happening? I just, what are we doing?
Or you would have woken up in your bed at 10 a.m. and been like, why are we not at the airport?
Exactly. I would have woken up.
No.
Like, what?
I had to, I was like, let me manage your little expectations because sometimes shit just don't shake the way we want it to shake.
It's true.
And it doesn't always mean that, you know, the universe is conspiring against us. Sometimes it's working for us and we just don't see the grander
picture.
That's
right. That's right. That's right. You know? I love this. My sister. Yes. So,
you know, a little positivity.
I hear
the
you.
Petty peeves.
I hear you out here.
Trying
just,
my best.
Just parenting. I love to see it.
Maybe one day I'll make parenting a petty peeve, but you today I'm proud.
Yes. I stand.
What
my
you got?
Petty peeve is very petty. And it's just sort of like one of those oxymorons of of sort of health and wellness. I was sharing with Jade and Mary as we were preparing to record today that, you know, as we talk about on the show all the time, you know, one of the sort of, you know, the business of adulting, one of the main things that you got to do is to sort of keep up with your appointments, your annual exams, your blood work, collecting data about your body's progress, what's working, what's not working, so that you can respond accordingly. So I'm trying to do my due diligence and get my annual wellness checks and things of that nature. Went on down to my primary care physician. If you don't have one, go get you one. Went on down there last week. Right.
PCP.
And got my annual wellness exam and got all the blood work. My blood work is coming back. You know how you do the full gambit and just slowly but surely the cut is coming back and they're calling you to talk through your results. I learned that I have exorbitant levels of cortisol in my blood, which means that I'm stressed. I'm just a walking ball of anxiety. I'm just stressed out. So I'm asking, you know, okay, what does that mean? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. They start to read me the symptoms and talking about this is sort of, you know, well, have you been having irritability? I'm like, yes, I'm just always irritable. I just thought that was my nature. It was like irritability.
I'm just a bitch. Yeah. Okay. So
I just thought my attitude was terrible. I mean, it's just been this way for so long. So they were talking about weight gain. Yes. That's exactly why we're here. Okay. Like, wow. Weight gain, despite me training my behind off at the gym, the behind continues to grow. It's just vicious cycle. Sister. But you know, weight gain, sleeplessness, right? All of these things. I'm just like, yeah, that tracks. That's what's going on over here. And so then she starts to talk about, okay, this is what you should do to combat. And I'm like excited. Cause I'm like, okay, here's what I can do to try to turn this around. And so I'm like, to address the sleeplessness, what do you want to do to address, how are you going to address the sleeplessness? Okay. The first thing you want to do is rest. I said, but I thought we established that my body won't let me do that.
So what's the combat for that?
That's what I said. Like, I mean, you lost me because sleeplessness is a symptom. Rest is the remedy, but you can't rest if you can't sleep.
You know,
so we're at an impasse.
Sometimes.
You see, I'm just like, help me. So I'm telling you something. I be committed. Like, I tell myself, I have to coach myself all afternoon and be like, I'm going to bed tonight. I'm going to sleep good. I'm just in here.
Hello.
Repeating it to myself. I'm
and then at 3 a.m., you're playing the fucking bongos and hopscotching in your bedroom. Like, what am I supposed to do with that?
3 a.m. comes and I'm up here Googling, what size is Beyonce's shoes? Like,
hello, because I kept telling you it was Crystal. I was all through Renaissance. I was like, I think she's got a sizable foot.
No, but I am constantly Googling because, you know, I try not to be, you know, not a size queen in the conventional sense, but I'm obsessed with sizes, like my sizes of my clothes. So I be watching the other big booty girls on Instagram. Like, I wonder what size her pants is because I'm over here running for my life.
Let's see what size shoe Beyonce wears.
I just, you know, but, you know, all of that to say, I was told that the way to combat sleeplessness was rest. And then I just felt like I was not being helped. And that is my petty peeve, because what does that even mean?
What does it mean? Oh, she's the same as me. An 8.5.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Impressive.
Where did this information come from, though?
Yeah, I mean, we would want to vet that. But listen, I believe it. Beyonce's not short, but she's not at all. I mean, she's not she's sort of like 5'6".
I think she's 5'7", which is
tall for
average tall to me.
Yeah, it's more than, it's a little above average.
You know what I've been watching a lot of? And then I end up in these Google holes.
What?
Because now I'm obsessed with people who have hoarding disorders.
Hoarding?
And yes.
Oh Lord, I can't watch that because have you seen my closet lately? My Jesus Christ.
Oh, sister, if you watch Hoarders,
oh yeah,
A, you'll feel better about your life.
Oh, God.
B, you will also immediately. I was like, anytime I get stuck in an organizing rut or a cleaning rut,
clean.
I pop Hoarders on. Okay. And I'm like, whoa, I'm gonna try never that. Be that.
Yeah. I'm going to try that. I'm going to get into that.
Especially when I realized I had 13 bottles of Clorox toilet bowl cleaner. I said, I need to just get a grip.
Because where do you got a big hall closet or something? Because where do you even keep that much?
In the big hall closet.
Okay. Yeah.
On my cleaning shelf.
That tracks. that. I'm absolutely, yeah. So, yeah, that, I believe, is an episode of Getting Grown, y'all.
Tis. Did Happy that. Black History Month. And, yes. You know, thank you all for constantly, like we said, being vulnerable with us and writing in. Mm-hmm. You can continue to do so by sending all submissions for all things that we've talked about to hello@gettinggrown.co.
For sure.
Make sure you all are checking out the Patreon where you get the ad-free visual versions of this podcast. Mm-hmm. In addition to
other
sometimes
exclusives.
You get bonus things, you get pre-shows, you get post-shows, you know, Kia will do the sometimes like the chat with Kia and the catch ups. Yeah. You know,
I'm makeup far behind, sometimes. But it's all good.
And you know, you're gonna get some BTS footage. It's gonna be early
releases,
sign ups for people who want to get merch, and
drum rezzled.
Getting grown, talking about going on tour.
We are in talks. So, we are thinking, contemplating.
In serious conversations.
Yeah, yeah. It might be that time again for us to hit the road.
Yeah, and we want to do it proper and have a good time.
Yes.
So make sure you
welcome
all,
you all to our
stay
table.
Tuned for that.
Yes, because
we're always going to give first dibs to the Patreon users.
Per.
And with that being said, sister, take us out and tell
absolutely.
Them what to do.
Make sure that you're doing all that you can to moisturize your mind by attending to the business that is yours and yours alone. Mm-hmm. You also want to be very diligent about moisturizing your skin, despite whatever that product that Jay put on her feet told her to do.
Hello. What the fuck?
Ain't going to moisturize your insides, but you're going to keep yourself just moisturized, period, because it's wintertime. Even though it's hot outside sometimes. But either way, your black will crack if it's dry.
Hello. Mine is right now. Ta-ta.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.